Hi, everyone. In this audio feature, I wanted to talk about how voice and tone shape writing on social media and why they matter more than people sometimes realize. When people think about social media content, they usually focus on the visuals first, like photos or videos. But the writing that supports those visuals plays a huge role in how audiences connect with what they see. Captions, comments, story text, and sometimes even short announcements all influence whether somebody feels interested in a post or will keep scrolling past it. One thing I have learned from working with social media accounts is that voice helps create identity. Every account has its own personality, even when the posts are short. Some brands sound playful and energetic, while others tend to sound calm and informative. That voice is not random. It comes from intentional choices like sentence length, punctuation, emoji use, and word choice. When audiences recognize a consistent voice, they begin to feel familiar with the account. Over time, that familiarity helps build trust and encourages people to interact more with content, which is when people tend to follow these pages. Another important part of social media writing is tone. Tone changes depending on who the audience is and what the purpose of the post may be. Writing for social media is very different from writing an academic essay or even writing an email. On platforms like Instagram or Facebook, tone is usually more conversational and direct. People expect captions to sound more natural instead of formal. If a caption tends to sound too structured or distant, readers often scroll past it more quickly. But when tone matches audiences' expectations, engagement usually improves because the writing feels a lot more relatable. Tone also changes depending on the situation. For example, a caption promoting an event might sound more energetic, while a caption sharing information might sound more clear and supportive. Even something as simple as announcing a schedule change requires a different tone than inviting people to attend something fun. These small adjustments help make writing feel more intentional and audience-focused. Another thing I have noticed from working with social media is that platforms themselves influence how writing sounds. The same message cannot always be written the same way everywhere. Something written for Instagram or Facebook might feel more casual, while something written for a website page might sound slightly more structured. Even within the same platform, tone can change depending on whether the post is meant to inform, promote, or start a conversation. Learning how to adjust writing across platforms is an important part of creating effective digital content. Now, this connects directly to the role of sound in online communication. Even though social media is often considered visual, audio is becoming more common across the platforms. Podcasts, voiceovers, and recorded reflections like this one create a different kind of connection between creators and their audiences. Hearing someone speak adds personality in a way that written captions alone cannot always do. Audio makes communication feel more immediate and more human. For example, when someone listens to a recording instead of only reading text, they can hear tone more clearly. They can recognize emphasis, pacing, and personality in a different way. That makes the experience feel more direct and engaging. It also helps audiences feel like they are hearing from a real person instead of just reading a post on a screen. Working on this recording helped me to think more carefully about how sound fits into digital writing. Normally, when I create social media content, I focus mostly on the visuals and the captions, but I have realized that adding audio creates another layer of meaning and engagement. It also allows writers to communicate tone more clearly and helps audiences understand intention more easily. I also noticed that recording something out loud changes the writing process. Instead of focusing only on how something looks on a page, I had to think about how it sounds when spoken. That allowed me to pay more attention to transitions and sentence flow. It reminded me that writing for the web is not limited to text alone, and it can include multiple forms of communication when working together. Another thing this project helped me realize is that sound can make online writing feel a lot more personal. Social media already encourages connection between creators and audiences, but audio adds another layer to that connection. When people hear a voice, they often feel like they understand the speaker better. That can make communication feel more direct and a lot more meaningful. Overall, this project helped me better understand how voice works across platforms and how sound can support digital writing in a meaningful way. It also showed me that even through short audio pieces, we can strengthen connection between writers and audiences online. Because social media continues to change quickly, learning how to combine writing with sound will probably become even more important in the future.